Track 13. Read the article as you listen to the recording. Connecting the dots. Nowadays, we all know who Steve Jobs was and all the amazing and revolutionary things he did. This time, you are going to read about one of his most famous speeches, the commencement address he delivered at Stanford University on June 2005. He told three stories on that day. The first one was about connecting the dots. He said everything started when he was born. His biological mother was a young college graduate student who decided to put him up for adoption. Originally, he was going to be adopted by a lawyer and his wife, who at the last minute decided that they wanted a girl. So his parents, who were next on a waiting list, got a midnight phone call asking them if they wanted to adopt a baby boy. His parents promised his biological mother that he would go to college when he grew up, which was the only condition that his biological mother asked for before signing the final adoption papers. 17 years later, he went to college, but he chose a college that was really expensive, and all his parents' savings were spent on his college tuition. After 6 months, he had no idea of what he wanted to do with his life, and he thought it was unfair to spend all the money their parents had saved. So he decided to drop out and trust that everything would be fine. He said that it was scary at that time, but that when he looked back, it was one of the best decisions he ever made. He started dropping in on the classes that looked really interesting. But obviously, he didn't have a dorm room, so he had to sleep on the floor of his friends' rooms. He had to collect Coke bottles and return them. He got 5 cents for each bottle, and with that money, he was able to buy some food. One of the classes he decided to take was calligraphy. There, he learned about serif and sans-serif typefaces, about varying the amount of space between different letter combinations, about what makes great typography great. Apparently, none of that had any practical application in his life. But 10 years later, when he and his partners were designing the first Macintosh computer, they decided to include all that into the Mac. It was the first computer with beautiful typography. If he had never dropped in on that calligraphy course in college, the Mac would have never had multiple typefaces. He said, "If I had never dropped out, I would have never dropped in on this calligraphy class, and personal computers might not have the wonderful typography that they do." Of course, it was impossible to connect the dots looking forward when I was in college. But it was very, very clear looking backward 10 years later. He told the graduates to trust that the dots would somehow connect in their future, that they had to trust in something, their gut, destiny, karma, whatever, that trusting and believing had never let him down and made all the difference in his life.